This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Blessing and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I hope you are. In fact, I suspect you are. So let's just say, okay, we'll just move right on over to you are. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on and we are going crazy with all the news and information that's coming your way. It's, of course, President's Day. Lincoln and Washington were celebrating all on one day. Isn't that nice? Guess we just can no longer celebrate presidents of national note, right? Independently, I'm saying. Just my little beef, I guess you can say, about these President's Days. I'd like to support all presidents except for a couple. bias, of course. It's my radio show. I can do what I want. I give myself permission to do that. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Oprah Winfrey is now entering the fray. They're trying to warm her up, buff her up, to become president of the United States. The first woman president. Oh, and by the way, she's black, of course. Forgot to add that one, too. That would be important for all the race baiters out there. Now, listen, I'm not going to take anything away from Oprah Winfrey. I'm not an Oprah Winfrey fan because of the emotionalization business. That's it. But I'm a big Oprah Winfrey fan for someone who has absolutely risen above it. Absolutely. She's fantastic in that regard. And I definitely would say a lot of positive things about her. She has risen She has done these things on her own. I get that, and I applaud her for it. I want to throw the race card out of this, though, and I think we need to do that at all times. But you know that's going to enter. You know that's going to enter. They've sat there and said, oh, well, she's black. She's a successful businesswoman. She can take on the big white monster, the big racist, who's, you know, all this false information about Donald Trump. And, of course, now she's going to get beat up. It's just, this is, why should we do this to our people, right? You know, if we take out the race card and stop doing the race thing, I think we're good to go. Go ahead, you know. But that's not going to happen, of course. The left is already, you know, sizing it up as a racist thing. We're going to beat that evil white man. Of course, everybody's, it's so anti-white now, the feeling out there in the mainstream media. Even, you know, it's really funny to listen to all these white commentators talk anti-white stuff. Because I just don't get the race thing. I'm not the racist kind of guy that they want us all to be because we have white skin. Hello. Many of us have fought for years for equality amongst the races, and I'm feeling 41 years in the system of doing just that, by the way, which speaks volumes over some of these other race baiters. So we're not into the race scene. We're not racist. But the point is that the race card's always being played by the proverbial racist. And who is that? That's usually the liberals on the other side of the aisle, isn't it? First thing that pops up, it's a race card. You're racist. I knew one guy who was a very unusual individual. And he wasn't a racist at all. He was white. And I met him on a school function, a professional school function. And we had to work together for a long time. And he was very hypersensitive about race things. I mean, it was over the top, you know. And of course, what got to him the most, he was in a school situation one time and he was called a racist, and he was so bothered by it, he went out and joined the NAACP and had a card. He showed me. I went, what? And so anyway, he was just so touchy about it. And you don't need to be if you're not a racist. It's not a big deal. Some people, just because they call you a racist because of the color of your skin, doesn't mean, obviously, that you are. So you should not internalize it. And this guy really did. I mean, he walked around with that card. Boy, he flipped that thing. We had a discussion. It was a school function, a school issue function about race issues. And it was race issues. It was something gang-related and racially issued. I mean, it was a situation amongst blacks and Hispanics is what it was when this whole thing came up. And he didn't want to be the arbitrator between the blacks and Hispanics. I said, why? He said, well, they're going to call me racist. I said, well, because you're doing your job, you're going to be called a racist, right? So in other words, sometimes when you're an administrator, you get into these kind of things where you have to solve problems between gangs. Go figure. Yeah, gangs, real gangs that do harm to people and, you know, for whatever reason, and you have disenfranchised youth and all that good stuff, all the things that go into gangs, real things, real guns, real things that make people evil and do evil things. And you have to sit there sometimes and say, whoa, 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 we can't have gang. We can't have, we called it bang. No bang on campus. Can't have any of that kind of stuff going on. So you'd have to be the intermediary and bring them all together. And this guy, for whatever reason, I mean, God, he just wouldn't touch it. So I got the factions together, and we sat in a big room, and there's about 30 of us. And we had our security people there, we had our police people there, and we arbitrated this whole deal. And, you know, it was interesting. They're going back and forth, and they're across the room from one another because you don't mix them. And they're across the room. So we divided them up. And there was not one. It was interesting, the issue that had come up between the two parties. It was a girl. Of course, it's a girl. It's a girl. It was a girl. And that sort of sprung out to other things. And reverberated. So it was starting to really unravel for the campus and also for the whole community. And so we sat down and just talked about the issue. I told him, I said, we're going to focus on the issue here. Well, there's this issue. What is the issue? We're going to solve the issue. And we stayed focused on it. And these kids, and I've always said this about gangster kids, there's majorly intelligence going on there. These are very high functioning kids. intellectually, believe it or not. Some people, oh, that's just stupid. They're just gangbangers. Well, you know what? I know gangbangers, a lot of them, and I found them to be incredibly intelligent kids. This is the waste of our youth, by the way, when you don't harness that intelligence and use it properly. And I say to all my friends who look at gangbangers of any sort and think they're just a waste because of what they do that because the element in which they live in is dictating that, and they have survival skills that, by the way, are incredibly intellectual in nature that most of us don't understand until you work with them. So we worked out a compromise. And this guy was with me, and he was just so nervous. And I said to him after we solved the problem, and these guys got up and they got together and they started talking. And I said, all right, go to class. And they all walked off to class. And it was no big deal. We just solved the problem. We focused on the problem. I used their skills, their intellectual skills, to solve this problem, which was stupid. And they saw it as stupid. And we didn't have trouble after that. But this guy was so nervous. And I said, do you see how this works? That's what I told him. I was trying to be instructive. You see, I just focused on the problem. He said, I could never do that. I said, why? He says, because they call me racist. I said, God. I said, after all this, you're still going to sell yourself as racist. And that's why he went out and got himself an NAACP card. A card-carrying NAACP card. Because he didn't want to be labeled racist. And he had the card to prove it. Nuts, isn't it? We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so what happens when you get a student, a child? Let's spell it out. A child, first of all, I'll work you up the ladder, so to speak, so that you understand how these predators are, okay? And, you know, first of all, as a school administrator and dealing with thousands of kids, there's so many different levels of maturation that goes on, you have to understand, and how students and children mature intellectually and physically, of course, and intellectually and psychologically, and that at any given point in their lives as they're growing and maturing, if you interfere with that growth and maturity and an unstable platform of really a family situation, and really I'll just tell you that the bulwark and stability of our nation depends upon our families. A mother and father. I have found that when children do not have a intact family of a mother and father, loving mother and father, and loving means not being their friend. I know there's this comment by a so-called teacher of the year in Florida talking about don't be your kid's friend, which has nothing to do with this kid that was the shooter, by the way. But she does make some good points. And she deals with junior high kids, so this is a junior high teacher in Florida, and her comments are should be well heeded, but not in this context because it has nothing to do. It's just more distraction, and of course the media has glommed onto this, and the narrative is starting to shape on the other side about how we should be taking our guns away. And it's the AR-15 that did it, of course. But I got to tell you, I'm looking at my AR-15 and hasn't committed any crimes today. Just to let you know, I'm sure you're probably really happy about that. It hasn't committed any crimes today. It hasn't fired a shot. It hasn't done anything. In fact, it's not loaded. But you know, and it's not, you know, it has to be kind of put back together in a sense. But it hasn't done anything. It's just sitting there. I'm looking right at it. Right. It's just sitting right there doing nothing. Of course, now here I am on the radio tearing everything up, right? But anyway, this woman comes out, you know, teacher of the year in Florida. And she says that the biggest problem is that parents are being friends with their children and not parents. And that's fact. And you usually see this with junior high kids because you see it in the parents. Because junior high parents are junior high parents. They're going through that junior high period with their kids, sometimes in the first round because it's the first child. They don't understand it. And so on. So their behavior oftentimes mimics the child's, because the child is growing up and maturing, and they're starting to like want to leave the nest, or they're starting to challenge parents. So they say, well, I can be friends with my kid. And of course, that's not the case. You never can be friends, and you never should be your friend, your kid's parents. You should be your parent, which takes on and connotes a highly, much more sophisticated level of involvement with your child's life than being a friend. Being a friend is very, in my opinion, being a friend to your kid tells you that you don't really like them. Because you're not correcting their behavior. You're not giving them structure in their life. You're not giving them discipline. It doesn't mean punishment. By the way, you've heard me say this before as a school official. Hey, we don't punish kids. Prisons do. Penal codes do. That's when you punish people, is when they violate those kind of laws. But kids growing up have always, in all societies, and especially in ours, in our country, we give them the benefit of the doubt because they're kids growing up. They make mistakes. We understand that. And then when you're 18, you're supposed to be a perfect child, right? Wrong. Especially if you had so many different influences in your life. And so that's what the case of Cruz is. But my point is this, is a friendship is nothing more than a thin veneer of contact, if you will, as opposed to a parent, which you're a parent all your life, by the way, for your children, all the way through, for your life and theirs. You're a parent, which is a much deeper and more significant relationship than being a friend. I mean, you can be friendly with your kids, of course. You can encourage them to have friends, of course. But their friends are never going to be their parents. That's so deeply embedded in children because they're genetically tied to you. Hello. There's a deepness there, emotionally, that will never, ever, ever go away. As long as you live and as long as they live, they'll never go away. That tie will never be broken, and you should strengthen that tie over life. So when you're in the junior high era, that's when you see parents becoming friends with their kids because, oh, my child is growing away. They're more independent now, and gosh, their hormones are raging. And by the way, it's springtime, right? There's nothing more bizarre on the planet to be in a junior high with 8th graders right now. Pubescent 8th graders. Oh, my God. Now, let's say everybody's living happily with all their little families. Everybody has a father and a mother. And it's a perfect family situation. Everybody's loving. What happens when something comes in and interferes with the family unit? That breaks down the relationship between the parents. Oh, it's not sensed by the kids. The left would believe that it's no big deal. We just go out and get another father, maybe, or another mother, maybe. Right? It just, your dad's no big deal. And of course, this is going on in the black families. And it's actually spread. It's all over now. Dads are irrelevant. Fathers are irrelevant. So therefore, we can substitute dads with other things, right? Other surrogate dads or no dad at all. Maybe mom wants to be the bold one and raise her children. I raised my kids without a father. Great. And how'd that work out for you? And most time, with real conscientious mothering, it does work. But I can tell you for a fact, especially I'm speaking for boys now and young men, it hurts beyond all recognition. The devastation of not having your real father in your life is devastating to a young man. And so it creates vulnerabilities because they're upset and it's easily seen amongst predators. Very easily seen amongst predators who want to prey on children that are damaged goods. They're coming from divorced families. Then there's disturbance in the family. And these people see this. They understand this. So they know how to play upon the vulnerabilities. And oftentimes it's for sexual reasons. These deviants do this. This is how they do things. People don't understand it, but this is what they do. I used to tell people I can spot a divorced child a mile away. And I can, because I went through it myself as a kid growing up. And every time I get into an IEP meeting, Individualized Education Program for a Special Ed Child, one of the first things I'd always ask in the meetings, and this is easily 99 out of 100 times, I'd ask, where's the father today? You talk about throwing ice in the whole room. And, you know, over time, my staff, as we'd sit down at these meetings, they knew that question was going to come out of Paul Preston. Right into the mother's face, or, by the way, increasingly more grandparents or uncles or just people off the street raising the kid. Or how about homeless children that live under the bridges of various freeways and towns and communities? You have to go out and get them and bring them to the meeting, by the way. Many times I've done that. Talk about heartbreaking. Talk about a kid who's broken. They're living alone under the bridge. And, of course, everybody else is taking advantage of them, right? That's how they survive. Broken children we've created. And I can tell you, not having the dad around is a devastating thing to a young man growing up. Trayvon Martin, anybody? Well, of course, this case, it was the only loving mother he knew, which wasn't his mother at all, that caused that breakup right there. I can tell you that's exactly what happened to Trayvon Martin. I've seen Trayvon Martin. I know Trayvon Martin's like crazy. Michael Wilson, same thing. I've seen him many, many times. When we're coming up to a break and we get into this, you're going to talk about when you break kids and they're vulnerable, who plays in the playground of their minds? We'll be right back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. The vulnerability of mind-numbed robots. Call them what you want. They're kids. They're vulnerable. All kids are vulnerable. And they're all vulnerable by their beyond best friends, their parents. The most important figures in kids' lives are their parents. And I don't want any parent out there to think otherwise. The most important figure in a kid's life, all through life, is their parents. Period. Father, mother. Father, mother. So all of you people, all of you women in particular, who think getting divorced and dumping your man is a good idea, think again. Make better choices or whatever, but think again. This is the lot our society lives in. Believe it or not, it's terrible, in my opinion. And the vulnerability that develops from kids of broken families. And it's so easy to get a divorce now, right? It's so easy to dump on the man, push him out. Society has made it that way. Of course, you got to be thinking from a larger standpoint. If you want to destroy a society, what do? You divide it and conquer it. And you come up with all these different schemes by which you can do that. Right? Divide and conquer the family. How do you divide and conquer the family? Separate the families. Separate the family unit. Separate father from mother. Now, of course, everybody says, what about gay adoption and this, that, and the other? Well, I've worked with a number over the years. Not many, because there's not that many of them. The population would make everybody seem to think that a gay family is the bee's knees now, and that's not the case at all. That's a misnomer. That's misleading. I applaud gay parents who or gay individuals who want to take in children and help them. I applaud that from the standpoint that that you have some fairly stable kids in. That sort of thing that you're working with. If you're not working with stable kids, then they become incredibly resentful. And that's a fact. That's my fact. That's what I've discovered. You take a look at family units. The weakest, quote, family unit is, of course, no parent at all, which is what we've seen here with this kid, right, with Cruz, to working up the echelon, if you will, if you want to work racially or ethnically. Every family unit doesn't really matter in terms of the color of skin or anything, but a strong family unit is a stable father and mother in which kids grow up with father and mother both influencing at the same time. It strengthens the kid. You get a fantastic kid, and fantastic kids yield good things for everybody. And stable society, that's really what it is. Destabilize the society by separating the parents, and that's key. You do that, that's good. You're good to go. You can start the destruction of the society in general. Well, those are my opinions, and in 41 years of working with kids and parents, tells me that. But if you have a stable family unit, even a divorce situation, and they remarry, and when divorced parents remarry and bring their families together, then you can absolutely work together, especially if you're working with the other spouses in the divorce, to keep in one thing in mind, that the child comes first. That whatever you do, the child comes first. Forget about you and your emotions. The child comes first, and stay focused on that. Then you can mitigate a lot of the damage that is done by divorces, and certainly is done over time. That's really, and stay in contact with your family. That's really important to do. These are just some basics that need to be followed. So, no, is there no hope when you're in a damaged family? Like, no, there's plenty of hope, but it takes a lot of work, and the kids need to be the focus. That's the point. Need to be the focus. So, those of you out there saying, "Oh, you're being anti-woman, anti-this," and I'm not at all. I'm being anything that might be anti-family. That's what I'm against, anything that might be anti-family. So now, having said that, though, a lot of strong family units I've been able to work with, and I've been very, very appreciative of that. But when you damage the goods, that's a whole different situation. Then the kids become vulnerable to a lot of things. Sexual predation is the most important thing. And a lot of these sexual predators, they understand the behaviors that are visible with kids like this. It's the nuances. When you work with kids all the time, you can tell when they're up, down, sideways, emotional, well, whatever. And you can pretty much judge by the record what is their family situation. If you have an enabling family, that's really interesting. And I've had enabling drug families. That's kind of interesting. Kid comes to school stoned beyond all recognition, just all messed up. Parent comes in, oh, he's not stoned. Oh, really? He's not stoned. Smells like marijuana. We catch him with marijuana. He says he's admitted to smoking marijuana, but he's not stoned. No, he's not stoned. I can tell he's not stoned. How can you tell? Because I'm not stoned when I'm like that. I mean, I've had it. I've had parents doing stuff like that. Or better yet, when you bust them with the marijuana, and they'd say, oh, well, can I have my marijuana back? No, I know my son got busted. Because No, that 1 pound of marijuana that we caught your kid with, is that yours, really? Well, you can go down to the police and get that. Not a pound, but I'm being a little busy. I've had those situations many, many times, not just once, many times. Anyway, so vulnerable children can be turned into mind numb robots, and we've been knowing about this for a long time. We've been highly suspicious, especially when you mix the psychotropic medications with kids that are troubled and so on. You can get some really bizarre things going on. There's an article that just came out here. Matt Ergrost is his name. And this is something that we've been seeing this and understanding. And it's kind of appropriate that now with this school shooting that and the FBI and the things that have been going on with the FBI. And by the way, I'm still going to stick to it. I'm not disparaging all FBI agents. I know there's evil within the FBI, and that's exactly the deep state that we're fighting. This is a deep state operation, what you saw here in the school. It's clearly a deep state. And, you know, I know some people, oh, it's conspiracy, you know. I think it's right now it's pretty much conspiracy fact. This is an article that came out about a week and a half. No, it just came out. It says, by Matt Ergrost. Parents catch FBI in plot to force mentally ill son to be right-wing terrorist. Really? It says, it's become a near weekly occurrence. Somewhere in some state, the FBI will announce that they've foiled yet another terrorist plot and saved lives. However, as the data shows, the majority of these cases involve psychologically diminished patsies who've been entirely groomed, armed, and entrapped by FBI agents. Simply put, the FBI manufactures terror threats and then takes credit for stopping them. That's what the thesis of this article is all about. All right. It says, while many of these cases have garnered attention and been exposed in the alternative media, a recent case out of Oklahoma sets a new low for the FBI and exposes how insidious these plots can be. Through the hundreds of foiled terror plots the FBI has busted over the years, many of them have focused on people of Middle Eastern descent or people associated with ISIS or Al-Qaeda. This time, in the case of Jerry Drake Vernell, the 23-year-old diagnosed schizophrenic accused of attempting to bomb a bank, the FBI fomented terror from a white ring dialogue. Gee, so what were they doing? Huh. What were they doing? We're coming up to a break right now. We come back. I know I just teased you at the wrong time, didn't I? The FBI doing things like this? Well, wait until you hear some of the video clips. Anyway, could it be that this is what they're doing? Just, you know, little old me here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back. You listen to Agenda 21 Radio and visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off MyPillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about this case of Varnell was his name, and the FBI grooming him over a period of time. The article says, in a June meeting with an agent from the FBI, according to FBI documents, Varnell described himself as a believer in 3% ideology, a right-wing group claiming to be committed to standing against and exposing corruption and injustice. According to federal documents, Varnell drove what he believed was a stolen vehicle containing 1,000 pounds of ammonium nitrate bomb on a Saturday morning to blow up an Oklahoma City bank, vile indeed. However, if we backtrack just a bit to when the FBI began grooming their would-be right-wing militia terrorist, the vileness comes directly from the government. The FBI knew he was schizophrenic, Varnell's parents declared on Wednesday in an open letter bravely published by News Oklahoma. You can see all the links, by the way, to this. It says, underneath his condition, he is a sweethearted person, and we are extremely shocked that this event has happened. However, what truly has us flabbergasted is the fact that the FBI knew he was schizophrenic. The state of Oklahoma found him mentally incompetent, and we, his parents, have legal guardianship over him by the court. These documents are sealed from the public, which is why no news media outlet has been able to obtain them. The FBI clearly knew that he was schizophrenic because they have gathered every ounce of information on him. It says, yet they knowingly continued to groom him despite the clear immoral implications. When they began grooming him, according to the family, the FBI knew that Varnell was declared mentally unfit to live by himself, and that he was a paranoid schizophrenic. Without their criminal informant and the FBI tactics playing mind games with his vulnerable man, the idea of him committing an act of terror would have likely never materialized. What the public should be looking at is the fact that the FBI gave our son the means to make this happen. He has no job, no money, no vehicle, and no driver's license due to the fact that he is schizophrenic, and we, his parents, do everything we can possible to keep him safe and functional. He has suffered through countless serious full-blown schizophrenic delusional episodes, and he has been put in numerous mental hospitals since he was 16 years old. The FBI came and picked him up from our home. They gave him a vehicle, gave him a fake bomb, and every means to make this happen, none of which he had access to on his own. Gee, the plot thickens, doesn't it? Says the parents noted that during the setup, they suspected something was going on, and Jerry's father told the informant to stay away from their son. However, according to the parents, the informant continued to sneak onto our residence. The FBI paid him to continue his operations, and I believe they have cleared his criminal records. They have cleared his criminal records. Because they knew Varnell had several mental disabilities, the FBI should have stopped their plans to do this and immediately sought an option of hospitalization. However, they pressed on. Isn't that interesting? The FBI should have filed conspiracy on her son and had him committed. I should have not aided and abetted the paranoid schizophrenic to commit this act. I realize that many will say my son could have found another person to commit this act. Yet any person that has access to the materials and the state of mind necessary to bomb a building would not have any need for a schizophrenic who has no resources to contribute. See if we can pick up the comment by the parent and all this stuff. Just kind of interesting.
We're discussing the type of psychiatric disorder that this gentleman may have, and it was identified as a disorder called schizoaffective disorder. Schizoaffective disorder is a mental illness. It is a brain disorder that causes individuals to have problems with thinking. It's often referred to as a thought disorder. Some of the symptoms that these individuals will have would be things like hallucinations, delusions. Oftentimes they can be paranoid. Their thought processes sometimes become very disorganized. Now, those are symptoms of schizophrenia as well. But someone who has schizoaffective disorder also has a mood component to their disorder. Now, what I mean by that is they have fluctuations in their mood, very similar to the fluctuations we see in bipolar disorder. So they will have what we refer to as manic episodes, where sometimes they will feel very irritable, sometimes excited, have grandiose thoughts, and then they can also get very depressed, where they feel depressed and at times even suicidal. Because oftentimes they have very little insight, awareness of the disorder that they're having. What they're experiencing, if they're feeling paranoid or having delusions or hallucinations, they feel those are very real. So yeah, that is part of the problem, is that oftentimes when this is untreated, they don't have that awareness of the severity of their illness. Yes, we can't cure schizophrenia or schizoaffective disorder, but we certainly can treat it and keep the symptoms in remission. And these people do have to stay on their medications.
When you talk about psychotropic medications, this is a guy who needed the psychotropic medications. There's a time and place for psychotropic medications, not in your IEP meeting from a bunch of teachers saying so. It just doesn't do that. So this case that developed was a case where the FBI announced that they had foiled another attack, yet the individual that they were working with was a schizophrenic. This was back in August of 2017. Attempted bombing suspect's family issue statement. This is coming from the News OK from Oklahoma. Family members of Jerry Drake Varnell issued a statement late Tuesday night regarding his involvement in Saturday's attempted bombing of a downtown Oklahoma City bank building. We as a family are extremely distraught about the situation of our son. But what the public must understand is that he is a paranoid schizophrenic and is extremely susceptible to different types of ideology. Gee, I wonder where he was getting that. And I wonder why the FBI targeted him, which is exactly what these parents say. To blow up a building? Or a school shooting.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
The Liberty Tour returns. Liberty Tour 7 will be coming to Marysville, California, Saturday, March 3rd. Liberty Tour 7 features New California State Movement. You want to find out about what's really going on with the New California State Movement? Sign up for the Liberty Tour number 7, Marysville, California, March 3rd, 2018. Go to newcaliforniastate.com and register, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Liberty Tour 7, March 3rd, Marysville, California, New California State Movement. Get your Liberty Tour tickets by going to newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, or agenda21radio.news and register for Liberty Tour 7. Find out what's really going on with the New California State Movement.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special. Go to MyPillow.com. That's 50% off My Pillow's 4-pack special. Don't delay. Order now.
Call 1-800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So one of the big things we're wondering about is the FBI running around finding these individuals that are very, very vulnerable, and I explained to you about how you can suss these kids out and what you see and how you see them. And of course, they have records to some of the, you know, this is one of the reasons why, by the way, when Common Core came about, and I said they wanted to take all the student confidential records, which of course are highly confidential, and student records are not to be seen by anybody. And in fact, schools go to a great deal of concern about if a person wants to see them, then they have to sign documents, they have to come in with an administrator, they have to go through the whole nine yards to see any kind of student confidential record. Yet, but Obama wanted, of course, seize upon all these confidential records. I wonder why. So they could get access to IEPs, they can get access to all kinds of confidential information, and then use these kids as they grew up, maybe to become terrorists. As in the case of this situation in Oklahoma last August. Isn't that interesting? That's why I said, you know, student files, nope, can't have them. Never did give them to any federal agent. In fact, I was asked one time by the federal government, because we had a federal grant, I said, ain't getting them. Take the grant and shove it, but you ain't getting them. Student records should remain confidential and not given over to the federal government. Because why? You might have the bad FBI using them, right? To hurt people. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. And, wow. Stay strong, America. Stay strong. You are exceptional Americans. Thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.